lying in bed, cotton-mouthed, on the edge of either a massive hangover or a brain tumor. Can't quite tell. The water's running in the bathroom. Jess is in the shower, singing Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing.
Oh, when I get that feeling.
Badly. My cell's ringing. Loudly. Squinting, I can see Rachel flashing on the caller ID. I pop two Xanax. Pick up.
I'm asleep. I'm sleeping right now as I'm talking to you.
Well, you better fucking wake up, because we're going shopping.
She proceeds to tell me that Connor invited her to some big costume bash at his friend's pad at the beach. She wants to go as a dominatrix, and I've been instructed to meet her in the city in 30 minutes to help her pick out an outfit, the prospect of which gets me out of bed immediately. I toss on some clothes, jot a quick note to Jess.
Hitting gym, then running errands in the city. We'll call you later. D.
Good morning, shoppers. We are having a sale on handcuffs. Buy one pair, get the second pair free. Aisle two.
Traipsing through the fetish factory, clinging to my cardboard coffee cup, following Rachel around while she's picking out armfuls of slutty outfits. She grabs my arm, drags me into the dressing room with her, tells me to sit on the floor. I'm hesitant, but I do it anyway. She turns her back to me as she lifts off her shirt. I pretend like I'm averting my eyes, but I can see the contours of her torso in the mirror. And I like what I'm pretending not to see. We cycle through myriad outfits, and she asks my opinion of each one. I tell her I can't really judge. I just sit there with my hands pinned under the backs of my thighs, trying to hide the fact that I'm completely turned on. And suddenly, I'm back in the locker room during gym class in junior high, trying not to gawk at all the girls while we're changing, heart thrusting up into my throat, body tingling, barely breathing, that unquenchable throbbing ache between my legs.
Hello, Earth to Devon. You gotta help me out here. I need you to tell me what looks hot on me and what doesn't.
Rachel is decked from head to toe in dom gear, standing above me in a black latex miniskirt, fishnet stockings, and a red leather, silver-studded bustier. A bullwhip's in her hand, and 6-inch spike-heeled patent leather boots are on her feet.
That's definitely the one,
I say, doing my best to keep my eyes on her face.
Connor would be insane not to want me when he sees me in this outfit, right? Pretty much anyone would be insane not to want you when they see you in that outfit.
We lock eyes for a beat before she turns to admire herself in the mirror. My heart starts racing, thrusting up into my throat again. I want to make a move, but I can't. My body feels like it's stuffed with lead, so I escape to the restroom instead. Closing the door behind me, I lean back as I lock it, shove my hand down my pants, close my eyes. And now I'm back in the dressing room, my mouth on Rachel's lips. I'm ripping off her bustier, my hips pressed up against her thigh, the sweet smell of a vanilla perfume, the salty brine of her sweat on my tongue, the soft warmth of her moans against my ear. My fingers slide inside her when the door handle shimmies. I crash forward onto the sink.
Coming!
I am in a pretty lonely place. I'm so close to the end and all I want is to get laid for the last time. I have pornographic movies in my apartment and lubricants and in my tray.
Sitting here in the middle of the movie theater watching Fight Club. The main character is in a support group for cancer patients, and some lady in the group just stood up, hollowed face, scarf on her head. So she knows she's dying and just wants to get laid one more time. Just once more. Jess is sitting next to me, crunching popcorn. So fucking loud. Her hands rifling through the popcorn bag and it feels deafening. I want to kick it out of her hands. My heart's racing. My mouth's dry. I forgot my pills and I got a monster fucking headache. Shaken, dizzy, disoriented. Gotta get out of here. I jump up from my seat. Jess tries to reach out, but I pull away.
What's happening? Are you all right?
I'm fine. I'll be fine. I just need some air.
Up the aisle and out the building. Hyperventilating. Cancer. Fucking cancer. I duck behind the front steps of a brownstone, next to a row of trash cans. Squat up against the building. Can barely breathe. Need to talk to Mom. Just need to hear her voice. I whip out my cell.
Hello?
My father answers. I'm just about to ask for Mom, and then I realize she's not there. She's never gonna be there. But there were things I still needed to tell her.
Hello? Dee, is that you?
I hear the wah-wah-whying of a female voice in the background talking nonsense like the grown-ups on Charlie Brown, and my panic turns to rage. I need a pill, a hit, something, anything to get me through this feeling, but I don't have anything to grab, so I lash out instead.
Who the hell are you with right now, Dad? It's been 3 weeks since Mom died.
Well,
My jaw clenches, my fist clamps around my cell.
One of my new lady friends, actually.
Meadow is her name, a bohemian artist type visiting from St. Croix. He met her at Denny's. It was love at first sight. My insides start trembling. My hands start shaking. I want to feel happy for him that he's moving on. I want to not resent him for being so emotionally fucking absent my entire life. And I want him to want to tell me everything's gonna be okay. But he can't. So I go home, light up a joint, and turn my anger into art instead.
What are my new lady friends, actually? What are my new lady friends, actually? Lay, 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 lay